Ali Horgan, you must be gutted. You were looking as if you might have got a point and two late goals sunk you.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. You know, I think we were probably shaded the first half. The second half, to be fair to Derry, they shaded it. You know, we had a great chance. Gerard Arley made a great save from Eddie Design, and we had a huge penalty, you know, claim up at this end of the town end. Had they, either one of them have been given or gone in, you might have been looking at a different picture. But to be fair to Derry, they kept at it. They looked like the team that had 9 days to prepare, and not us, to be fair to them. And they were quite relentless in the end, and probably, to be fair to them, we, you know, the set piece, we can point the finger at ourselves, but, you know, the last 20 minutes, I think they took over and probably shaded it and deserved to go on to win it.
The two goals disappointed the way they were conceded?
Second goal, not a problem at all. No, the second goal being pushed. To be fair, they had the ball in the corner quite a lot, trying to waste time. No problem with the second goal whatsoever. The first goal, absolutely. A routine corner kick that we didn't clear. But to be fair to them, you know, the warning signs were there 10 minutes before that. And as I said, they looked the team that had the more rest and recovery rather than the team that actually had the longer preparation, which is us. So fair play to them. You know, we'll take a ride and we'll move on to Bray on Friday night.
These games always take a lot out of you, and as you say, Bray on Friday, so not a huge amount of recovery time.
No, but look, we'd 9 or 10 days to prepare for tonight, and we got beaten. So maybe the quick turnaround mightn't be a bad thing when you're coming off a defeat. But look, going up to Bray, you know, you're talking about a team that are up there with Derry, you know, looks like they're qualifying for Europe. They've already thumped us 5-3 up there and 3-0 here. So it's a difficult one. But look, we have to dust ourselves down and recover tomorrow and see where we're at.
Another high tempo game, and despite defeat, I mean, there were many positive aspects of that display.
Yeah, but I think you'd gladly take a poor performance and a result as opposed to. I thought the first half were quite good. I thought we had plenty of energy and we curtailed them. You know, I thought we'd probably the chance that we had on the right hand side, I think it was Keenan McAleer that got through the Giordardi save in the first half. To be fair to a throw in that they had up at this end, I think it may have fallen to Josh Tracy at the back post of Kieran Geller save. It wasn't a whole lot in it. I thought we shaded it, to be fair. But the last 20 minutes, they were the better side and they ran out worthy winners because of their last 20 minutes, to be fair to them.
And in terms of personnel and any knocks in there, what's the early prognosis?
We've one or two problems that we need to sort, but I need to deal with it here after we speak to you here. But a few injuries there that need treatment of some sort. Hopefully that's all it'll be. But yeah, it'll put a few of them under pressure for Friday night, Chris. But it's very early days. But the one or two wouldn't look that healthy for Friday.